Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf announced a plan this week to dramatically boost education funding. You can excuse school districts if they're a little skeptical they'll ever see the increase. They're still waiting for a full year's funding for the current year, never mind a boost. WHYY's Laura Benchoff reports on the growing frustration as schools fill the gap by picking from an array of bad options.
How to pay for education is at the heart of snarling Pennsylvania budget negotiations that have dragged through spring, summer, fall, and into winter. Tuesday, Governor Tom Wolf announced he wants to increase education spending by $200 million next year, continuing an effort to restore school funding that dropped precipitously in 2011. Some places hit hard by those cuts are now just holding on, with the added challenge of not knowing when they'll get their money or how much. Places like blue-collar Morrisville School District in Bucks County. Mike Braun is the business manager there.
Costs go up all over the place. You have retirement, Social Security, and your medical benefits. They've all gone up.
Meanwhile, funding has stayed flat statewide. He says after the funding dropped, the district had to cut back on classes like art and even science. Without knowing what money will come from the state this year, Braun says his classrooms are going to continue to make do with fewer teachers in order to cover mandated costs like pensions.
So the bottom line is that you sacrifice other places of the budget in order to do it.
Morrisville gets about a quarter of its funds from the state. Many other districts in the Commonwealth get more than half of their funds from state coffers. The Reading Area School District, for example, gets 73% from the Commonwealth. Superintendent Khalid Mooman says the district is filling that hole with loans.
Right now, we're at a point where we're paying $800 a day in interest on a $20 million loan.
He says even with the loan, Reading schools are struggling to stay afloat. With no budget, there's no guarantee they'll get that interest covered by the state when there finally is a spending plan.
Thus far, knock on wood here, we don't have a great emergency right now, but the money's going to run out.
Even school districts that get just a smattering of their funding from the state are frustrated. Joe Cerisi is the school board chair for the Spring Ford School District, which bridges Montgomery and Chester counties. It gets less than 20% of its annual budget from Harrisburg. He says raising taxes is an option that many districts have taken, but one he's not willing to consider just yet.
So we've really got to look and say, okay, where can we trim? Because you can't go back to the taxpayers and say you're going to raise taxes 5% to make up because the state didn't give us anything.
What do those trims look like? It can mean choosing between calculators for students to use on statewide tests and new textbooks, or it could mean putting off much-needed building repairs. For how long, nobody knows. While it doesn't look like any districts will have to shut their doors yet, some districts in western Pennsylvania have considered not opening in protest. Brad Furco is the superintendent of the Sharpsville Area School District, which touches the Ohio border.
My suggestion was that we all cancel the first Friday night football game. I truly believe that that would be noticed by more people than some other thing.
Sharpsville is a rural district that gets more than half of its funds from the state. The bottom line, say superintendents across the Commonwealth, is that uncertainty means they'll be spending very, very conservatively until there is a budget, any budget, from the state. At the end of 2015, Governor Wolf released partial funding. The payments amount to about half of what was promised in an alternative plan crafted by Republicans. Nathan Maines, executive director of the Pennsylvania School Boards Association, says predictions are dire for when a completed budget would deliver on the rest of that tab.
I've heard, April, I've heard sometime during the summer, I've heard maybe a few pessimists say that this is something that they could see not happening until after the November election, which would just be absolutely devastating to public schools.
In the meantime, schools keep plugging away because they have to. Furco from Sharpsville says just because schools can function shouldn't be taken as a sign that they aren't in serious trouble.
The message that needs to be sent is no, public schools aren't doing okay. We've been trained to say to the public, yeah, we're going to do all right. We're going to make it. We're going to be okay. But you know what? We're not.
Harrisburg keeps putting off a final decision, he says, but schools have to come up with plans to keep their doors open now. Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.